even a declination comes with a requirement, and the requirement is the company has to pay disgorgement. DOJ has done everything it can do to incentivize voluntary disclosures. Many companies are balancing the pros and cons and often deciding not to disclose. Such a strategy, though, runs a significant risk. If detected or caught, the company may have to enter a deferred prosecution agreement or enter a guilty plea and probably pay more in penalties. A declination is a terrific result, and companies need to weigh these benefits against the cost of a hide and pray strategy.
Global companies face unprecedented risks and challenges in today's economy. To mitigate these legal and economic risks, companies are rapidly embracing and elevating the importance of robust ethics and compliance programs to promote positive corporate citizenship. On Corruption, Crime, and Compliance, you'll hear from industry leaders and insiders about how to create effective ethics and compliance programs that will mitigate risks and maximize financial performance. Here's your host, Michael Volkoff.
Welcome, Mike Volkoff here for another episode of Corruption, Crime, and Compliance. Today, we're going to talk about two declinations by the Department of Justice, one involving an FCPA case and one that occurred earlier this year involving a fraud case and auto safety type case. Both are interesting and continue to see more sort of declinations coming out, and we're seeing companies settling this way and paying disgorgement along the way. The most recent one was the Boston Consulting Group, which paid $14.4 million in disgorgement but earned a declination. And the Justice Department is basically encouraging companies to voluntarily disclose criminal violations. So come in and confess, and DOJ offers promises of a declination. But even a declination comes with a requirement, and the requirement is the company has to pay disgorgement. DOJ has done everything it can do to incentivize voluntary disclosures. Many companies are balancing the pros and cons and often deciding not to disclose. Such a strategy, though, runs a significant risk. If detected or caught, the company may have to enter a deferred prosecution agreement or enter a guilty plea and probably pay more in penalties. A declination is a terrific result, and companies need to weigh these benefits against the cost of a hide and pray strategy. I like that, the hide and pray strategy. I like that. So in the latest declination case, Boston Consulting Group earned a declination for FCPA violation stemming from conduct in Angola. BCG, which is Boston Consulting Group, a management consulting firm, earned the declination after self-disclosing the conduct and cooperating with the investigation. Between 2011 to 2017, BCG employees and agents participated in bribery, paying approximately $4.3 million in commissions to an Angolan agent to help BCG secure business with Angola's Ministry of Economy and the National Bank of Angola. BCG's Portugal-based employees engaged the Angolan agent, knowing that the agent had close ties to the Angolan government officials and members of the ruling political party. The Angolan agent extraordinary commissions for securing contracts ranging from 20% to 35%. The Angolan agent received the funds in three different offshore entities and passed on a portion of the funds to Angolan government officials linked to the Angolan Ministry of Economy. In exchange for the bribes, the Angolan agent helped BCG to secure a total of 11 contracts with the ministry and one with the National Bank of Angola, and BCG earned profits of $14.4 million from the contracts. BCG's Portugal-based employees obstructed the investigation by concealing the agent's work when internal questions were posed and backdated contracts and falsified the agent's work product. BCG voluntarily disclosed the bribery scheme to DOJ when it discovered a 2014 email containing evidence of the violation. BCG proactively cooperated in the investigation and fired the individuals involved in the bribery scheme. Additionally, BCG withheld bonuses from the implicated partners in Portugal and required them to give up their equity in BCG. So there's sort of the disincentive or the punishment through clawbacks and withholding of bonuses. To remediate their program, BCG enhanced its compliance program and internal controls, including by formalizing the employee training and screening protocols for vendors and clients, and by establishing risk committees and guidelines for opening offices in new markets. BCG has closed its Angolan office and the employees involved are no longer with the company. Well, let's go to the second one, which was earlier this year, which was in April, I believe, of 2024. But DOJ awarded a declination to Proterial Cable, and Proterial is a new name for Hitachi Cable America, for fraud. And Proterial agreed to pay $15.1 million in disgorgement. So in this case, Proterial was liable for, let's call it Hitachi Cable, it's a little easier, for wire fraud and conspiracy. From around 2006 to 2022, Hitachi Cable engaged in fraudulent conduct relating to various safety requirements. In particular, Hitachi Cable misrepresented to customers that motorcycle brake hose assemblies it sold met federal safety performance standards. However, Hitachi Cable knew that the brake hose assemblies did not meet certain safety performance standards. The DOJ investigation uncovered evidence that employees of Hitachi Cable's automotive division regularly tested brake hose assemblies manufactured for motorcycles for compliance with federal motor vehicle safety standards, and in particular, standard number 106, which was administered by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And Hitachi Cable's testing concluded that the assemblies had failed the safety inspection with respect to certain performance standards required by those safety requirements, standard number 106. Knowing about these test failures, Hitachi Cable employees made false, fraudulent, and misleading material misrepresentations to customers, Motorcycle Company 1, Brake System Assembler 1, and Brake System Assembler 2, namely that the brake hose assemblies complied with the standard 106. As a result of the scheme, Hitachi Cable obtained approximately $15.1 million in illicit profits through its sales of the non-compliant brake hose assemblies. DOJ issued a declination based on the following: the voluntary and timely self-disclosure of the misconduct by Hitachi Cable and its corporate parent, and specifically, the company disclosed the issue to DOJ within weeks of an employee raising the issue during an internal audit. Second, Hitachi Cable's full and proactive cooperation in this matter, including its provision of all known relevant facts about the misconduct, including information about all of the individuals involved in the misconduct, and we may see some individuals prosecuted because we may not be outside the statute of limitations, and agreement to continue to cooperate with any ongoing fraud section investigations that would arise under this. Three, they considered the nature and seriousness of the offense. Four, Hitachi Cable's timely and appropriate remediation, including terminating employees involved in the misconduct and substantially improving its compliance program and internal controls through, among other things, significant investment in the design, implementation, and testing of a risk-based and sustainable compliance program. And five, Hitachi Cable's agreement to disgorge illicit profits. Now, Hitachi Cable agreed to pay a total amount of $15.1 million, but received a credit because it had already paid $6,017,000 to Brake System Assembler 1 and Brake System Assembler 2. So Hitachi Cable agreed to pay the remainder, $9.1 million, to Motorcycle Company 1 and provide proof to DOJ within 90 days. So that's it on the declination front. Two interesting cases, definitely showing the benefits of voluntary disclosure.
And there is a website that DOJ maintains that has listing and copies of all the declinations that are issued. So I'd urge you to take a look at that. Other than that, just another interesting data point on corporate enforcement by DOJ and its current corporate enforcement policies. All right, folks, thank you so much. We'll see you next week for another episode of Corruption, Crime, and Compliance.
If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to support the show is by subscribing on your favorite listening platform. To learn more and connect with Michael Volkoff, go to volkovlaw.com.